Blog Talk Radio.
Put those hands together all across the building tonight. Let the devil know that you're encouraged. Let him know that you're encouraged. Let him know. Hallelujah. I don't know about you tonight, but somebody may be crying, but I come to let you know that God can make it all right.
It's impossible to see, but God is gonna work it out if you just believe. Remember this one thing while you're going through. If God delivered Daniel, guess what? He'll do the same for you. Hey.
No matter what's going on,
no matter what's going on,
he'll make it all right.
Said it in his word.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh,
oh.
Be encouraged.
Just
a test of your faith. So stand strong and dry your weeping eyes. 'Cause joy comes in the morning and everything is gonna be alright.
All you got to do is hold on.
My. Be encouraged. You know, sometime along this Christian journey, you just have to wake up in the morning and then start giving God the praise, and right along giving the praise, Reverend, you just start thinking the things to try to cheer yourself up sometime. Sometimes it can be a little tough. Sometimes in this little world, it can be real tough, Rev. It can be so tough, Rev, that being sure that God is in the midst. Sometimes you can be going through your everyday life, Rev, and then some pop up, you know, out of this, yeah. You know, you weren't looking for it. It just pop up, you know.
Mm.
You know, we're people, you know. I don't know who told somebody this. Maybe I got it wrong again, Rev. But we're not exempt, Rev. We're not exempt for nothing coming our way. We're more going to be tested. Watch this, trials coming our way more than any other. Because when you're really, truly walking with the Lord, you're going to be tried, Rev. You're going to be things come up to you. And you're going to have to encourage yourself to keep pushing, man.
That's right.
Carry yourself and keep pushing and keep going on. And maybe it just might just be you think. Remember, but we know God is there. Oh, we know He's there. We know He's there. It ain't nothing, Reverend. I mean, good morning again, but it's not nothing that we did on yesterday. It was so great, man. It allowed us to be in this, having this opportunity to be here today, Rev. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. God gave me a little sit there, listen, and peace with the word again. And I want to deal with this spiritual world, man. God gave, might be a little redundant, but let me pray about it. God is with His Spirit, man. I want us to look at this thing like He gave it to us, in the Spirit, you know. And I want to look at that scripture that we often read a lot, is John 16. Yes, John 16. I just want to, He was trying to encourage them, Reverend. He was trying to encourage them that He has to go. He had to go, Reverend. But the Spirit's going to guide them. We need to be encouraged that God's Spirit is still here. And I'm telling you what I know about it, because if you say it and you believe it, and I know I believe it, it's one scripture I'm going to tap into when I say that, because it's even when the Acts came out, the Bible says this here. This is what it says. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that should not depart from Jerusalem, but by wait for the promise of the Father, which said He, you have heard of Him. But John truly baptized with water, Reverend. But the Holy, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost, Reverend. And not many days hence. That's what I'm talking about. You've been baptized by the Holy Ghost, Reverend. You know, if you anybody that accepted Jesus and believe in that baptism, the Holy Spirit. But I understand, Reverend, there's spiritual evidence in this thing. There's spiritual evidence with that Holy Spirit too. Yeah, I think I just, if I'm wrong, Lord, help me with it. You know, you can counsel me. Anybody can counsel me. I believe when you have to teach and preach God's word, there's a level of spirit that has to be there. You know, there's a level of spirit of confidence has to be there. There's a level of spirit of faith has to be. You challenge on every hand, and Reverend, and trust me, I don't think I take this too light. If I keep opening this mouth, Reverend, I know I'm bound to say something wrong, but I do know the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He will not let me look like a fool. He'll clean it up, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
He does it too many times. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
That's why it's good to have a manuscript. That's why it's good to read out the book and let the book do its talking for you. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he used.
Mm-hmm.
He never said it was me. He said it was written. That's what he said, right? Well, we know what he means, because he is the word, you know, if I can say that like that. We believe that, too. So, again, remember, after being baptized, after being baptized, you and I, and anybody that's been baptized, know what I'm talking about. There's a change coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a lot of people don't want to get baptized, Reverend, because they think they got to live whole, they got to live so perfect, Reverend. None of us have, man. Anybody been baptized has made some errors, and so many errors, so many faults, so many ups and so many downs, man. But it's
right,
man,
right.
I might be wrong, Reverend. I might be teaching this, preaching it wrong, but God help me with it. But I really believe that God is, he can work it out. Them things you used to trouble,
oh, yes. Okay.
Trouble you, have you as a stomach block, Reverend, if they still have you there and 15 years later, 20 years later, get closer to the Lord. Get closer
mm-hmm.
to the Lord.
That's
get closer.
Good.
I preach one time, Reverend. I'm going to get on in here right now. I'm going to get on in right now. I'm gonna, you know, you come on in here. Reverend, I preached one time, and I meant this here. I don't know if you remember. I preached the message one time when Jesus ate with the sinners, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looked at him and said, not everybody, but the ones accused him was the Pharisees, the scribes, Sadducees. Can I just kind of put them in the basket for a minute, Reverend? Sanhedrin.
Yes, sir.
Sanhedrin. Can I put them in the basket, Reverend? They all
mm-hmm.
looked at him and said, he eat with sinners, you know. And I looked at that, Reverend, and I had to name that text, right? And I put something with it, and I said, I'm so glad, Reverend, God didn't give up on me, man. I'm
yes,
so
yes.
glad.
Thank you, Lord.
That's why I can never, ever, I can't speak for everybody. I've been through some bad things. I've done some
mm-hmm.
things. I'm not like the rest of them. It's certain things you just don't need to say public. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
It's something
I hear you.
Keep between you and God, Reverend, because you say.
Come on now.
And watch this, Reverend. It might be something that carries somebody, but until God see it, to the Spirit,
you
move
mm-hmm.
with it. And I'm going to tell you something, what I know is right, because this one, we're getting the less you're going to see. You're going to see, because the Spirit urged us to ask him a question. I don't know what people get out there to get out. I'm going to go, so I'm trying to stop, man. But can I do this? I don't know why people
talk
think you can't ask God a question. The Bible
mm-hmm.
says there is a place where the righteous
right.
can what? Can counsel with the Lord, man.
Yeah.
Ask God a question.
Yes, brother.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, man. I go to my father. I said, Father, I know you older than me. You this and that, you know. I ain't going to do that, devil. I'm just saying, can you help me out, you know. Then he lied to me.
Yeah.
Why you ask me that? Why you didn't ask me that, boy? Well, I ain't talking about, you know, the Heavenly Father. I'm talking about my earthly father, you know what I'm talking about?
Right,
why
think right.
Man, I told you that. You know, when he was teaching us how to work on cars, you know, we had a cyber
mm-hmm.
yard, and we had a shop, right, back in the early 70s,
mm-hmm.
man, you know what I'm talking about? And, mm-hmm. and so he was teaching us how to work on cars. I mean, we tore a whole engine down, and he let us put it back in. We had number one, number two and three, four. We went like that. He said, man, you know that ain't going to work. He would tell us how to, you know, fix it up, you know, because he showed us one. He said, you just watch me now. Watch me now. I mean, just showed us some good things that it works today,
mm-hmm.
Reverend. You know, talking about change ties, you know, talking about change oil, you know, talking about save can. We had old 72 Mercury Ford, you know, talking about, I remember, brother, we used to keep them cans, and at the end of the week, we go down there and get them few dollars, you know, talking about for that aluminum, you know. You don't know what I'm talking about, really.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Let me get back in the book. But this is the thing God tries to do to encourage us, man. I practice, man. You can practice, man. What we're talking about, exercise your faith in God. When you exercise your faith, you have to work on it. You know, you have to work on it. You have to get out there and labor in it. You know, and labor. I ain't talking about practice on nobody preaching and teaching. I'm talking about you got to trust in what you believe in. Man, you might, sister and brother, you might be the only one in the room. I'm serious. You might be the only one on, even in your house. You know what I'm talking about? You might be the only person in that house believing what's going on. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to tell you something. God will give you the understanding. Really, help me with that.
Yes,
help me with it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know you're right. Yeah, many times. That's why we have to be a light in a very dark place, and sometimes the dark place is understanding. Sometimes the dark place is people just can't, they can't receive what you're trying to give them, and you're trying to give them the light, but all they know is darkness. even Christians, you know, some might have that. They can only see so far, 25 yards.
Yes. Yes.
So if you have that ability to see farther, you have to, what you say, meet them where they're at. And then some people, they don't want to see no further than what they can see. But I like how you said, exercise that faith, exercise the substance of things hoped for, you know. You can't look at the evidence because the evidence ain't no evidence, but you got to hope beyond that you can see. Praise God. Yes, sir.
We thank God. We thank that, Reverend. And Reverend, you know, you can jump in any time, man. You know, we know Christmas is coming up, and some kind of way we want to try to build, you know, if you don't mind, build, you know. We might go back, though, and come back to front, though. We're trying to build, mm-hmm. you know, build our faith together, you know, talking about, come over here and let this thing that we call ministry and fellowship be more, you know, make it be like a reality, you know, make it, when you see it, it might be for someone a miss, you know, talking about, because they faith, you know, talking about, so we're going to talk about spiritual things. If you don't have strong faith, you won't believe it, you know, talking about, but look how Jesus worked with their spirit. Look how we're going to read, too. I'm going to read, and if you give me time for me, I'm going to read it, and then we're going to elaborate on it, you know, if you don't mind. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for your sweet spirit. We thank you for the Holy
Ghost.
Thank
you, Lord.
We thank you for Reverend, as he couldn't take time out, Father God, and his busy schedule to come out and help in this ministry. Thank you for all the ones who come out and listen, Father God, and praying with us as we try to do this this kingdom building, Lord, that we try to do every day, Lord, to lift one of us and each other's spirit up, Lord, just to even get closer to you, Lord, even maybe wanting to testify, Lord, maybe want to ask, Lord, what must I do to be saved, Lord? Let it be through the priest teach word, Lord. God, I told you, Lord, that it be the messenger of your instrument, Lord, that only you know put the right key there. Only you know how to take the elevation of the scripture and move it in someone's heart. And they ask, how can I get closer to you, Lord? Lord, I thank you, Father God, for never leaving me, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for never leaving to myself, Lord. Even when I fall, Lord, you put an urge in me to say, get back on up, Lord. You don't let no one hold me down from my fault, Lord. I can come to you, Lord, and I don't need nobody to tell me right or wrong, because I've been walking with you long enough to know, Father God, that you, long as I've got blood running warm in my veins, we are able to come back to you, Lord. So, Lord, strengthen us right now. Strengthen us, Lord. Move our mind away from slothfulness, Lord. Move our mind away from tiredness, Lord. Move our mind away, Father God, even on our everyday things that we do every day, Lord. Move us away from that, Lord, so we can have receptive spirit right now, Lord. As we get higher in your word, as we concentrate in your word, Lord, open up something so we can see it, Lord, and apply it to our life in this day, Lord. We ask you, Father God, to forgive us, Lord, in the sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. We ask you, Father God, as you forgive us, Lord. Lord, we ask that we forgive others as well, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, give strength in that forgiveness, Lord. Show love when we do. You give to us so we can show love back to people, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for God's plan. Again, Lord, in the time of time, we thank you for how you support this ministry, Lord. We thank you for how you support anybody to try to lift up your name, Lord. All across the blog talk, all across the world, whoever try to lift up your name, Lord. Because we believe if we all pray together, we'll stay together, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. We sit here, Lord, with our hearts open up today, Lord, and ask you to help us today, Lord. Guide us through your preaching word, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God, again, Lord, in advance, Lord, for what you're about to do today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And if we miss anything in the prayer, Lord, we ask you, Father God, to have your way in it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended with the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm in John 16.
Yeah.
John 16. I'm going to read a little bit. Watch this out. He said, these things have I spoken unto you that you should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogue. Yeah, that's what he said. Now, the time comes that whatsoever kill you would think that he had done God's service. Help me, Holy Spirit. And these things will they do unto you, because look what he said, Reverend. They have not known the Father nor me. I'm in the book, y'all. These things have I told you, that when the time shall come, look what he said, you may remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now when we back up and look at this here, as Jesus was traveling around, he's finna leave them, and as he's leaving, he's preparing them for what's finna happen to them, and he know they're gonna go through some things, Reverend. He know they were gonna go through some stuff that because of him. Help me, Holy Spirit. They're going to get persecuted because of him. And the severity of this, Reverend, they might lose their life, Reverend. You know, they might leave. And he told them, if they're doing it, he said, they're going to be thinking they're doing something for me. And they out there doing it right now. People run out and saying different things and saying they're God and saying they're Jesus, and they're blowing themselves up and killing other folks. We know the Bible said that's not true, Reverend. Oh, he said, as long as I'm here with you, you don't need that. But while I'm leaving, you're going to need me to encourage you. See, he's speaking right now to encourage them, because they're going to pick up a task like you and I and anybody else is trying to walk with the Lord. We need to be encouraged, Reverend. So he was encouraging them to let them know they're going to have to go on. You know, he said, and what's going on with you, you got to hold on, Reverend. You got to understand things is going to come tough. It's going to get real, real bad sometimes. And when it's getting bad, don't watch this, Reverend. Believe this, I'm here. He's there, Reverend. He's looking right at you, Reverend. He's looking right over your shoulder, Reverend. He's in your heart right now. And I don't know about you, I'm so glad. Again, I'm going to be repeating a little bit. I'm so glad God didn't leave me to myself, help me, Holy Spirit. But these things have I told you, that when the time should come, you should remember that I told you of them, and these things I said not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you, but now I'll go my way, help me, Holy Spirit, to him that sent me. And none of you ask me, what did he say, brother? Whither goest thou? Because I have said these things unto you, sorrow fill your heart. See, one thing about I love about Jesus, you don't have to say a word. You don't have to say a word, Reverend. You don't have to say a word. And he knows your thoughts, man. He knows your every being. Even when you with your baby, you know, your grandkids, you know, they come up, you know what they trouble, because you got that father instinct, right? You know what I'm saying? And you can feel, you know when your baby's hurting. You know when your children's hurting. You know when somebody in your house alone, your wife is hurting. You just know. And Jesus said, he know. He said, you don't even have to look at it. He said, but I know you thinking right now, what is he saying? He's talking about he's going somewhere, and they haven't asked him yet. And he know, Reverend, that they sorrow in their heart, Reverend. He know at the same time they have mixed feelings to what he said. But he said, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. I love this word.
Yeah.
He said, it's expedient for you to I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you, Reverend. It's your advantage, Reverend, that I leave, Reverend. It's really is, because I have done accomplished what I was supposed to do on this side. Now it was time for me to leave. Now, when I leave, I'm not going to leave you here alone. So we look real a little while back. We find out that he sent us a comforter. The comforter is the Holy Ghost. And the comforter will what?
Mm-hmm.
Teach us all that. And the comforter will do what?
Okay.
He'll bring things back to remember.
Things
and know what the comforter do?
Yeah.
You know what the comforter do? Know what he do?
Anytime
you feel something going in your heart, help me, Holy Spirit, it gives you conviction. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to get there in a minute.
Yeah.
It gives you conviction. It's not also people turning flips and turning up the pews. And then also all of that. That's pretty good, you know, if you do that. But I'm telling you, he just told you, it's a comforter. Oh, help me. It tells you, one scripture says, let me read it anyways. Let me back up and read it anyway. Can I do that? Like it says, but the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, who shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. Whatsoever I shall, look, we say, I have said unto you, peace. Help me, hold it. I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world give it. Watch this, remember. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Man, he's telling you, I got you. He said, I got you. I got some plan here, and was it God's plan as well? Salvation for every man to make it in.
Yes,
he said, I got a plan right here. I'm gonna lead the Holy Spirit. Before I go, let me speak something to your spirit, Reverend. Let me tell you something. What he said. He said, it is speedily for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter would not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes. What do you say, man? And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Righteousness and of the judgment of sin, because they believe not on him. Of the righteousness, because I have gone to my Father and you see me no more. Watch this now. Of the judgment, because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you. But what was it? But what you say? What you say? Right? But you cannot bear them now. Help me, Holy Spirit. I can't run up through this. I wanted to stop for a minute. The Holy Spirit is a conviction thing, right?
Yes, sir.
We've been taught, and we've been taught down through the years. The Holy Spirit is there should be some conviction, and there should be some mercy. Help me, Holy Spirit. The conviction is that you acknowledge what your wrong is, right? And the mercy is he's sitting there waiting. he could have cut you off, but he's sitting there waiting. He could have just cut us all off, but he's sitting there waiting. See, judgment will begin at the house of the Lord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right.
It will first begin now. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you repent, you and I repent, God will forget. He won't remember it no more. Man remember things. God don't. Help me, Holy Spirit. Man will bring something up to you 15 years ago. You remember when you did this 15 years ago, Reverend Heron Eric? You remember y'all did this? And I'm going to tell you, man, I think prior to that same minute, that hour, or that week, or that month, I asked God to forgive me that month. You probably wasn't there, but he forgave me. You know what he forgave me. And I love God so much. That's why I know that I don't care how much scripture you know, how long you've been with the Lord Jesus Christ, brother and sister, God gives and imparts. He will not give you something out of season. Help me, Holy Spirit. He would not move out of season. You might move out of season, but he won't move out of season. What you saying? There's many times that the scripture said, we keep reading over there in Ephesians, it said, wait on your ministry. Help me, Holy Spirit. Don't move into the ministry that God tell you to move. Now watch this here. He said, I can't give you all this at one time. I just got to give you in parts right now, Reverend. He said, because the judgment is coming. He said, and the judgment is going to come, and it's going to convict you. So now you got the Holy Spirit. It's within you. It can keep you from the judgment of death. So what it does, you can apply it with your heart, Reverend. And then you ask God, say, Lord, help me. while I'm weekend, Lord. Give me some strength. Build me up where I'm torn down. And I'm going to tell you, I dare you to trust what you ask him to do for you. I dare you to ask him and trust what you ask him to do. Now, watch this. Now, he might put you in lives in tribulation. Come here, Joe. Come here.
Yeah.
he might have a little trial come your way. He might say, have you considered Reverend Henry? Have you seen old Eric over there? Have you went by there?
Come on,
and talked to them a little while, you know. He said, I've been over there. They be on God's plan every day. This ain't on God's plan. Bring them back over there. I just can't. You just let me put the hedge of protection. Just put that hedge of protection around them and so I can get in there. He said, well I'm going to tell you what. They got an off day one day. What is their off day? I see them Monday through Friday, and I see them Saturday. So when is the off day? I'm going to tell you like this here. You can have everything, but not their soul. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
now, I'm saying this to my brother because we're strong enough to believe if trials come, God's going to give us strength to get through it. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I want to say this to everybody else. I'm just saying we believe that God, and I know it's somebody over here praying right now, prayer that you are, that when we convey God's word, and it goes over with peace. It goes over with understanding. It goes over with letting you know that Jesus was getting them ready for that day. He was truly getting them ready for that day. And he has to go away for this to accomplish what we're waiting on for right now. And I'm going to tell you something. He's coming back. Uh-oh.
Nah.
He said, Rev, he coming back. Let me do this.
Oh, yes,
he said,
sir.
I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. He said, how about when he, the scripture of truth, is come? Help me, Holy Spirit. He will guide you into all truth, for he should not speak of what? Himself.
That's right.
He said, but whatsoever he shall, what was it? He shall hear, that he shall what? What he said, shall hear, and that he shall what? He shall speak, and he shall show you the time to come. Help me, Holy Spirit. And he said, now this ain't maybe, Reverend, it ain't maybe, Reverend. It ain't almost. It ain't, I think so. He said, shall. He said, shall. Look that word up. He said, shall has glorified me. He said, for he shall receive mine, and he shall show it unto you. And all things that the Father had of mine, therefore said I, that he shall, here you go again, take up mine and shall, here we go again, show it unto you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know. When he said it, it is an absolute. When he said it, it is an absolute. You can look at the word of God and read it and trust it's going to happen. But how do it happen? In the spirit of truth. You cannot look at this Bible in the natural mind, corner mind, and try to trust in that. Because what you're going to have is a wavy faith. Because you know what? There's going to be some things come up. Help me, Holy Spirit. Like he said, I can't tell you all of it because he'll allow us to go through some things to grow, Reverend. And as we grow, he give us something to grow. He lift us up more. He give us a little more. And he give us a little more. And he give us. So now he's telling them that he has to go. And this Holy Spirit that he is with you, he's not coming for himself. Whatever I give him and what he hears from me, he's going to speak to you. Have God told you something lately? Have God told you something lately? Help me, Holy Spirit. Have God told you something lately? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. These are the spirits that God gives. He gives and parts for a reason. If you listen to Paul talking to Agrippa, telling Agrippa how he believed what he seen in the light was true, that he was in error, taking the children of God to get them killed. And Agrippa looked at him and told him, you almost persuaded me. See, he was dealing in a spirit. spiritual realm, but Agrippa was still in the flesh, Reverend. So he couldn't wrap his mind around and say, "Don't what you, remember a couple of days ago what you were doing? Now you're telling me that Jesus rose?"
Mm-hmm.
You tell me he said the man from Nazareth, look at this, Reverend, the man from Nazareth is the one who's going to be the Messiah, who's going to come back and save us? Help me, Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, when you look at this, now some of y'all, I ain't got to, what was it, persuade you because you believe, but some of us did not believe, make it so that we really don't believe because we lean more on to the natural of that. But the spiritual man want to show you something. You know what he want to show you? There's a promise. There's a promise. And he's going to keep that promise. And only way he can keep them, while he's away, he has to have some of him in you. So while you walk on this earth, that you can hold strong, help me, Holy Spirit, that you can hold strong to his unchanging. Now, I'm going to leave when I say this here. God is moving. And only you can apply it when you want it. He's not going to force himself on you, Reverend. He just asking them to follow him. This is his disciple, the Holy Spirit. He's speaking to him. Well, I'm almost on, Reverend. And all these things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, say I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you in a little while, and you shall not see me again in a little while, and you shall see me. Because I go to the who, Reverend? The Father.
The Father. The Father.
He said, all this going to come across. He said, you see me right now, but a little while. You ain't going to see me. In a little while, you're going to see again. Remind you this year. Remind you one day is 1,000 years to who, Reverend? To God.
Mm-hmm.
So don't look at your and then let's look at the hours again. We ain't been around in a while. The hours tell us how many days. How many hours was the day then? It was what? 12 hours was a day. He told him. He said, Is it 12 hours in a day? You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. So he's not looking at the 24 hours like we're looking today. But I'm telling you right now, the mystery has been unfolded. He said, what's going to happen? You see me right now, and a little while I won't be gone. But I'm preparing a place for you while I'm leaving. And in a little while, I'm going to come back, and some of us going to be doing the same thing. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Hopefully, that some of us be lining up with his word, lining up with his heart, and when he comes. But watch it. Let me finish this thing. Then said unto the disciples among themselves, what this that he said unto us a little while, and you should not see me again a little while, and you should see me. And because I go to the Father, then said they therefore, what is that he said a little while? And look what he's doing, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot tell what he said. Now Jesus knew that they would desire to ask him and to say unto him, do you require, let me say, inquire, among yourself, look at it, of that I said, in a little while, and you should not see me. Again, a little while, and you should see me. Verily I say unto you, I'm going somewhere, that you should weep and lament. Look what he said, Reverend. But the world should rejoice, and you should be sorrow. But your sorrow should be turned into what? Joy.
Sure.
Reverend, look how he make up the joy. He said, a woman, when she is in travail, has sorrow. He said, because her hour is come. But as soon as she deliver a child, she remember no more pain. No more the anguish.
Yeah.
He said, enjoy. Let me switch the word again. No more pain. Enjoy that a man is born. Look what he said now. That a man is born into her and into the world. I'm gonna say something, y'all. And you now therefore have sorrow. But I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy. And he said, in your joy, no man take from you. Help me, Holy Spirit. And in that day, said, you ask me nothing. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever said you ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. Hither, I'm going to do something, y'all. Have you asked nothing in my name? Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be filled. He didn't say ask for no how. He didn't say ask for no car. He didn't say ask for no job. He didn't say ask for this old materialism, tangible things we look for from him. He said ask for what, Reverend? Joy. Because when they see him, when he go through the things he gonna go through, some gonna be rejoicing, Reverend. But these guys gonna be, we know how the story was. They were held up in the room. Some were wondering what they were gonna do next. Either in their heart was troubled, Reverend. You know, and he told them, he said, but when you see me, Reverend, see now, look at the mystery now. See, the mystery, we know the end, right? But look at the mystery, right? Mm-hmm. He's telling them something before it happened, right, Reverend? Now, watch how this goes, Reverend. Now, they was in the room, right? That little while. They was in the other room, Reverend, waiting on the little while, and he appeared in the room.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me, Reverend. He appeared in the room, Reverend.
Come on
and
now.
They were conversing back to back and wondering what was going on, because man, can you imagine the fear? Because they went all the way sold in, Reverend. They didn't believe all the way, Reverend, because Jesus had died. Now it's really, he dead. You know, and they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just speaking after the fact right now. Right now he's preparing to get there, right, Reverend. And just imagine how he's telling them all this right now, and they still they were still afraid, Reverend. But the joy gonna come, Reverend. The joy gonna come, Reverend. He say the joy gonna come because he said this pain, the knowing that you love somebody, right, and you see that person die, that's a pain. Let me see. He had the women there too, right? He said, let me tell you about a woman, right, having a child, right, and before she had that labor, before she had that the last pain, you know, when they push, you know, you've been in there, and the baby come out, you hear her, she hollering, you know, and then soon the baby come out, all that went away, Reverend. That's what he's saying. He said, it's going to go away when you see me, Reverend. When you see me, Reverend, you might be in pain right now because you don't see me no more. But when you see me, you're going to rejoice, Reverend. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So we telling you right today, it's worth the worth. You're going to go through something. You're going to be misunderstood. Quit trying to fix everything and let God will be done. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because some of the stuff God got us going through, he wants us to, how can the other people know that we, watch this, Reverend, how the other people can see God unless they see it through some of us? Help me, Holy Spirit. Why would I say that? Because the pain that he went through, you think you're going to walk around here, nobody ain't going to talk about you, nobody ain't going to misuse you, nobody ain't going to talk, look at you, look down on you, look up at you. These are the facts of life. Let me tell you something. We're going to go through something. We're not reaping the reward here. Our reward is in heaven, my brothers and sisters. But I love how you illustrated that out about that woman. Now you see me. Help me out. When you see me, you can be able to ask, Reverend, anything. I'm trying to walk this day again. He said, you can ask me anything. But I asked him, but let me be more specific. Just pray for me, Reverend. Can I be more specific with this? Let me read this a little bit. Pray for me, Reverend. Can I read this again, Reverend? He said, in that day, you shall, you know that shall again, Reverend, ask me nothing. That's what he said. But verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask, well, he said, the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Hither have you asked nothing in my name, ask and you shall receive that your joy may be filled. He said, these things have I said unto you in a proverb. But the things, but time, that's what he said, come when I shall what? No more speak unto you in a proverb, but I shall show you plainly. Okay, so watch this, Reverend, of the Father. In that day, see, you ask in my name. And I say unto you that I will, pray that the Father for you, and for the Father himself love you because you have loved me. And watch this, Reverend, and have believed that I came out from God. I came from the Father and am coming into the world again. I leave, that's what he said, the world and go to the Father. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Reverend,
he said, when you're going to have favor, Reverend. He said, your favor is going to come because you love who? Me. He said, the Father is going to show you favor because you love me. And watch this, Reverend. There's a lot of things people say, man, you said he'll ask a thing and he'll give it to you. Reverend, there are some things God allowed us to have. There's some things God won't let us have. But I'm going to tell you what he told us a while ago. He said, I'm going to be speaking a little plain a little later, Reverend. But right now, it's a proverb to you. It's a little mystery to you.
Mm-hmm.
And most of it, we'll say figure of a speech, or we can say, Reverend, or we say metaphorical, you know, we're using something, some earthly, right, Reverend, and trying to explain it with a heavenly meaning, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? So we want you to understand. So we want you to sympathize, you know, so you can understand what we're saying, so you won't get in error of it, Reverend. So we won't be in error. Help me, Holy Spirit. So we won't be in error. So that's why when you slow down and tell them, God is in the midst because you love his son. Well, the Bible says God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. Whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's what the eternal life. That's
right.
What I'm saying. Did you want to live eternally? Who you want to live eternally with?
Yes,
with the Heavenly Father. Now I got to finish. His disciples said unto him, lo, now speak thou plainly. And he said, and speak no proverb. That's what the disciples told him. And he said, now we are sure that thou knowest all things, and needest not that any man should ask thee. But by this we will believe that thou camest from who, Reverend? God. We believe this, Reverend. Jesus answered them, do you now believe? Help me, Holy Spirit. Now you asked me a question. Let me ask you one. Do you believe, Reverend? He said, behold, the hour come. Yes, and now come that ye shall be scattered. Every man to his own. And shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone. Because the Father is with me. Here we go, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
He said, these things have I spoke unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you should have tribulation.
Tribulation.
Be of good cheer. What was it? Be of good cheer. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I have overcome the world. Help me, Holy Spirit. So that's encouragement.
Yes.
He told them. They asked him, speak to us plainly. Show us what you're trying to say. We don't want to hear no more proverbs. We don't want to hear you coming, all this stuff we ain't never heard before. Cause we ain't never heard nothing on this all in our life. And you telling us that you gonna go and come back, and you telling us that you gonna get like you finna leave us. And where you going? You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
make it more plainer to me so I can understand. And then you say, I can have what you got. You give me too much, Jesus. just make it plain. And then Jesus said, no. Then they told Jesus, he said, we believe that you come from God. After all of that, Reverend, they believe. They believe that he came from God. And Jesus asked him, now did you believe? So then he opened it up a little bit more. See, at first he couldn't give them this. At the beginning. But now he can give them this last two scriptures that they can understand now what he was saying, because he had to walk them in it, Reverend. He had to prepare their heart and their mind to understand what he had prepared for them. Just as we teach, just as we preach, it should be so even the little child can understand it. It should be that anybody can understand. That's why we religiously say this. No one, they might leave, Reverend, but no one never leave. We not ask if something was said. that you couldn't understand? Is it something that we miss or something you want to add to? Maybe you want to just wave your hand, you know. We want to say thank you. And we thank you for your prayer. Because we believe the last two scriptures hold us to full. He said, behold, the hour come is now come that you shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. My brother said something is self-explanatory, but let me just say this here. Jesus had woke up the spirit. He gave them evidence and confidence to know that you're going to leave me. We know what Paul, we know what Peter did. You're going to leave me. But you best believe this here, Reverend. That's what I love the book. I love the book, Reverend. He said, you're going to leave me, but the Father's going to be with me. That's why when we're doing this preaching and teaching, we don't have to worry about it. I don't believe anybody has been earnest in their preaching and teaching. God will not let them like a fool. He only gives in parts now. Now, you might can elaborate it. You might can explain it a whole lot better. But that's what he gave me to give to you.
There you go. There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You might be a scientist. I'm not saying I'm no scientist and no scholar, none of them, but I'm telling you what he gave to me just then. He told me, I got to go, Reverend.
Mm-hmm.
In a little while, you might not see me. In a little while, you will. And Reverend, that happened. So he died, and you came and seen him, Reverend. And watch this, Reverend. Mm-hmm. He said he still had to go to the Father, though, Reverend. Reverend, he got to go to the Father. And Reverend, he said, you guys gonna run away from me. I'm gonna be out by myself. You look at it, and the world is not gonna have no but tribulation for you, trials, things you have learned, the things you have seen. You're gonna be persecuted for all the things you see. He said, but be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me.
I have overcome the world. Yes, Lord.
I have overcome the world.
Yes, Lord.
See, I have overcome the world, man.
That's
see,
right.
If I overcome, who else overcame, Reverend? You and I. Anybody that called on that have overcame. You know, we often say this, it was something said. Again, Reverend. You know, that's through something. But I ain't did this in a long time. You don't mind if I do this, Rip?
Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm gonna get fussed there, but let me do this, Rip. You know, because this ain't. If it's too long, but I'm sorry, y'all. Keep praying for me. I got to read it. I ain't did this
there
in a long
go.
Time. Listen, the doors of the church. The doors of the church is open, right? And the only way we're gonna do this, we have to do it one way. The door of the church is open. You can come by letter, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can come by baptism, preferably that you've been baptized. Or you can come by Christian experience, beginning somewhere that someone's teaching and preaching God's word. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And not compromising with your flesh, but with your spirit. So the Bible said, this is what you have to do, my brothers and sisters, if you didn't know, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart, the God who raised him from the dead shall be saved. I'm reading the book, y'all. For with the heart man believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Watch this, Reverend. For the scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew or the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all, and that call upon him. For whosoever should call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So we present that to you. We call it in some churches, we believe that's the Romans way. We believe that's the Romans way. We believe God has told you how you can get in there. We believe that Paul wrote that to all mankind. So he didn't say black. He didn't say white. He didn't say Chinese. He didn't say feminine. He said all mankind. he died for all mankind. So come. come to Jesus as you are. If you want to repent, you can come. You don't have to tell us your business. Just give it to the Lord and give the preacher your hand. Get rid of your hand. Let's pray with you. Let's pray with you. Let us comfort you with God's word. Death is going to be happening real soon for some of us.
Yeah.
Some of us may go today. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Some of us may go in the same hour. We don't know. But you need to have your place. But you're going to live eternal there, and that's with him. May God bless you and keep you always in my prayer. Amen. Rabbi, I got to move on, yeah?
Yes, sir. Boy. Beautiful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful lesson. Man, if it be of God like that, it be of good cheer. He have overcome the world. He let us know this world will be tribulation. But to bless your heart, stick with Jesus and the Father. Oh, hallelujah. And you are overcome. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Such an encouraging word today. And strength for your weakness. Oh, hallelujah. Even strength for your understanding. Help for you. Thank you, Lord. If there would be one that would push the one button, you didn't understand something, or maybe just want to tell God, thank you. Maybe you like something. Maybe God inspired your heart. Either way, we're here. I hope you hear, but Brother D, thank you, Aunt Martha. He says, I'm rich. Rich treasures of God's truth are waiting to be discovered in his word. And truly, we were made rich this morning with the word of God. Just to sit down and read in his word, you do yourself a great service and to consecrate your mind, to concentrate on him and read his word. Oh, hallelujah. There's strength in the word of God. There's healing in the word of God. There's joy in the word of God. Even conviction in the word of God, but there's mercy. even Jesus himself told us, be of good cheer. He told us we're going to have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God keep you, as I pray. You up there, Brother D.
Amen. Good morning. Brother.
Good morning.
My brother asked a question, and I want to answer his question with the question. I know that's sort of ebonics and not against the law of English, but I asked the question with the question. He says if you didn't understand something, if you got a question, you should ask. My question is, why did you have to end so soon? And I was truly enjoying myself this morning. Yeah. I didn't want nobody to have to end it. Come the world.
Yeah.
So, Jesus, when he quoted that, man needs to understand that you have truly and can overcome this world, but you got to go through him to do it. It's a beautiful thing to know Jesus and to partner your fear, to know that you can truly overcome the world. Oh, I enjoyed myself this morning. He did something else that I truly enjoyed when he said the doors of the church is open. You know, sometimes when the word is given, you can say some things behind it. Sometimes it's just nothing but the benediction to be said. That was a beautiful word this morning. I truly enjoyed it. Pray for me, Rev, as always. Pray for my family as I pray for you and yours. And the Lord will continue to keep us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All brother you got this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Yes, sir. Beautiful word.
Beautiful lesson.
Yes, sir. We thank God. We thank God for blessing us. Praise the Lord to have a mind to say thank you. I have a mind to want to read. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, sir. And We thank God for what our ears have heard, what we have experienced. Hallelujah. His love. His love once again. His love. His mercy. Oh, hallelujah. When you read the word of God, you realize that's God's love letter to mankind. Hallelujah. Even in conviction, it's a love letter because he's convicting you because he don't want to have to punish you when he punished the world. He's convicting you and giving you a chance that you may get it right. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And if you need a little help, if you need a little help in taking of this, sometimes it's a tough lesson, or sometimes you have trials. But just a little, you know what this song tell me? This song tell me that it is good.
Yes,
Lord.
I give you peace.
Yes, you
do. I'll give you peace.
Mm-hmm.
When the storm is raging.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll be your light.
Yes, you do.
When the road ahead.
In his name. In his name.
Yes, oh, we have to do it. Yes, just ask. So with that being said, we're going to go to the Father. With that being said,
we're going to talk to him.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We come, Father, in the humblest way that we know how. Thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Father, for your Holy Spirit, how you let it, allow it to come in and bless our hearts. We thank you, Father God, for being in attendance with us, Father God, letting us know that we're never alone as long as we have Jesus. And thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to be born, to live and to die, and then to be born again in your Christians in our heart. He yet lives in our heart, and he comforts us, and he leads us, and he guides us, and he redeems us. We tell him, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your love, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your understanding. Keep us. Oh, hallelujah. Keep us, Father God. Keep us near. Hallelujah. That our feet will go in the way they are supposed to go. Keep us, Father God. That our hearts will love the way they're supposed to love. Keep us, Lord, continually, Father. We thank you, Father God, for consecrating our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to keep on receiving and understanding what you have for us in your daily word. Father God, continue to pour into us that we may give unto others. Pour into us more love that we can show more love, mercy, and grace to our fellow man and woman in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to tell you we love you. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came and played a part, Father. We just want to say, Lord, we love you. And we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We pray, Lord, and we thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Thank you for your love, Lord. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.